This is GQDN for Thursday, October 26, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. By stackup.org. And by swiftenergy.gg. Get your drinks there. Get your mixtures. Then go to the checkout and put in the code QUEST to get 25% off. Great drinks. Great stuff. In today's news, we have some equipment you might want to buy. We got some Pokemon from Medros, and we have some people stepping aside in the esports corner. But we begin today with a major change within Xbox. This comes to us from WCCFTech.com, and they're saying that Microsoft is bringing ZeniMax closer to them, and they are reorganizing the leadership. So, what's gonna happen here? Well, because of what happened to Redfall, and they're taking a look at PlayStation Studios, what's happening over there. They are taking Matt Booty, who was the head of the Xbox Game Studios, and he will now be the president of the game content and studios, and he'll be looking over ZeniMax as well as Xbox. So within an internal memo, the CEO Phil Spencer did say, quote, "We believe that an expanded gaming content organization that enables Xbox Game Studios and ZeniMax's development studios to collaborate effectively together will empower those world-class studios to do their best work in growing our portfolio of games players love. ZeniMax will continue to operate as a limited integration entity led by Jamie Litter, president and CEO. Reporting to Matt, all ZeniMax development studios and ZeniMax central services teams will continue reporting to Jamie to maintain and optimize current content development and production cycles. Also to deepen our partnership and accelerate mutual learning, a number of ZeniMax leaders will now report to those Microsoft leaders with whom their work most closely aligns." But also, Sarah Bond, who was the corporate VP at Xbox, has been promoted to the president, and she will see both hardware and software platforms. Here's what Spencer did say about that, quote, "To manage the platform of today and build the platform of tomorrow, we're bringing together the teams that will make this possible. Sarah Bond will lead this team as president of Xbox, bringing together devices, player, and creator experiences, platform engineering, strategy, business planning, data and analytics, and business development. There were some other changes there as well, which would include the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, who did announce on an official blog post, with Xbox's Emmy Silverman and her consumer sales organization did move to the gaming. They'll be reporting to Phil Spencer. And he said about that, quote, "Amy's charter crosses all consumer products, including devices of creativity, Windows, Surface, M365, and all things gaming. The team's focus will be to transform the gaming sales motions and attract new audiences across geographic markets." So we shall see what happens now with this brand new team. Now, what they will also be overseeing is World of Warcraft. And WoWhead said that, we might have a leak of the new expansion. So this is coming from a Reddit post. Who did post the title, "Is this 11.0? And he's showing some artwork, which is a part of the new content Avaloran. And that's within the picture, but what WoWhead did say was new content Avalon. But there's also a laptop photo. So, he did say the new content Avaloran, and they did show a character, maybe a new NPC, Agorand, and they're also showing it's mobile ready. So we'll see what happens. But they also did show some birds, and some of the props are going up too, with a light pillar and maybe a new zone called Ardenweald. We shall see. In the meantime, .esports did say that Blizzard's going to be rolling out some WoW Hardcore update that could save a bunch of people. How's luck? A lot of people have been dying in World of Warcraft Classic Hardcore, and some of it goes to fall damage. So if you feel like you're greedy and you want to jump, good luck with that. So if you're going to be disconnected in mid-flight, well, there's going to be an update. On October 25th, that's yesterday, they did share a critical hotfix update for the WoW Classic Era and Hardcore Realms. And that will stop players from dying and from fall damage, and that's being caused by sudden disconnects. So here's what the update did read, quote, added additional protections to prevent some of the deaths via flight path disconnects. Now, when you take a taxi, the protection aura is placed on you that prevents all damage. Your Hearthstone cooldown is reset, and your Hearthstone spell is insta-cast. Very good. So maybe some of that fall damage will be mitigated. Now, .esports, getting into the esports corner, did say that Navi will be replacing Simple with a brand new CS2 star. Now, Navi is Natus Vincia, and Simple did step down, and it is now reported that Wonderful will be taking its place in the CS2 cycle. And that's what HLTV did say earlier today. Now, Simple did not attend the IEM Sydney, which is the first big CS2 tournament with the rest of the Navi squad. So the head coach, Blade, did have to stand in for that spot. Now, Simple missed Sydney because his EU residency papers were not ready, and he would have had some trouble going back to Europe if he left for Sydney. And Simple did say on stream that he wasn't sure that he'd be able to attend the Blast Premier Fall Final in Navi's next tournament. And that got the fans thinking that Simple was on his way out of the lineup, which means that is now true. Now, Simple is under contract with Navi until October 2025, because he signed a three-year expansion, in 2022. And that doesn't mean he could join another team. But he has been criticizing the state of CS2. Simple was. And he was advising some of the pros to wait 3 months before grinding. And some people thought he was just taking a break from the game, too. We'll keep an eye on it. But there are some more changes via HLTV.org and up on their Twitch channel, which is for subscribers only, and up on their YouTube channel. They'll be talking about the different movements of the esports teams. And they did show the topic list, what they'll be talking about, like people moving and some heroics changes. Like what is also on HLTV, Shiro is stepping down from Cloud9. Now, this was quite an unexpected move, and that's just a week after Cloud9's group stage exit from Sydney. But Cloud9 did get a win over LinVision, but they failed against Fnatic and Complexity. In fact, Sydney was the lowest individual tournament for Shiro since the DreamHack Open Civil in 2019. And he was playing along with Hobbit and Axel for 3 years in the Gambit Youngsters, Gambit, and Cloud9. And that was during the pandemic in 2021. Now, they weren't exactly world beaters, but they did make some deep runs at the big event, including some 3rd to 4th place finish at the PGL Major Stockholm and 5th to 8th finish at the IEM Rio Major. So here's what Shiro did say on his Telegram. Quote, today my time in Cloud9 comes to an end. For me as a player, it's like the ending of a whole book. I've decided to leave this team, and it was one of the most difficult decisions of my career. Right now, I don't want to go into details what, how, and why. I thought a lot, weighed all the pros and cons, and I can't say for sure how correct this decision will be in the future. Electronic, Perfecto, and Axel, Hobbit, I was very glad to play with you in this team, and I truly hate to admit that we couldn't reach the goals we set for ourselves. Big thanks to Dennis, it's Electronic. Thanks to him, I started to understand the game differently. We didn't play much together, but I think I managed to learn something in the new during the short time. now we got some games to get to. And that goes to Nintendo Download for North America. And some of the highlights for the Switch eShop are Just Dance 2024 Edition at $60. Dave the Diver, $20. Song of Nunu, A League of Legends Story, $30. Headbangers Rhythm Royal, $20. And some new releases coming to the Nintendo eShop. That includes Hero Survival at $5. Kickback Slug Cosmic Courier at $12. Mystery Lover, woohoo, at $10. Paintball 3, Candy Match Factory at $10. And the Triple Zombie Collection at $10 as well. But that's just some of the games. There's a lot more games in there. Now, Polygon did say that if you have Pokemon Go for this Halloween, Part 2 will have an event guide and some time research quest steps. So, but that's not the only thing that's going to happen here, because the event does run from October 26th today to October 31st. And if you look at it, Pikachu and Gengar will have some new skins. So, they'll be in darker skins, red and purple. There's also a chance to get some rare candy and some XL candy when catching some costume Pokemon. But with this event, the Team Go Rocket leaders and Giovanni have been refreshed, adding, quote, showdown in the shadows, unquote. That's some research and new rewards for beating Giovanni and Shadow Regigas. Now, they did give some steps there in the Polygon, but we're not going to get into that. We've already taken too long for the show. So, moving right along, Metal Gear Solid did have some mixed reactions after they showed off the in-engine footage. This comes to us from Eurogamer, and some of the people were just not happy about it. Some of the people were more than ecstatic about it. Case in point, Dave Hader on X did say, "Holy Shegahod, that's beautiful," as he reposted the video. But there was also some posting as well. One of the posts on that reply did say, quote, "Depressing remake. This has no identity, no sense of style, no art direction, no atmosphere, no cinematography. The trailer editing should tell you everything you need to know. Without Kojima, there is no Metal Gear." But another post did say, "It looks nice, but the overall atmosphere is lacking, as they're missing the color grading and post-process to get the original 60s look. Could be easily added and something made operational." Rocky just showed Mario just looking on. And on Reddit, somebody did say, "Snake's design. I'm not seeing a whole lot of people mentioning the look. Do you not think it looks off? I hope we get some tweaks before the final release." Some people like it, some people don't. Now, Alan Wake 2 did have some new game plus, and will have an increased difficulty and a new narrative. This also comes to us from Eurogamer. And basically, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So here's what Sam Lake did say on X. "The new game plus in Alan Wake 2 is an additional layer to the already layered experience. This has always been part of the plan. I'm so happy we can give you a reason to return the experience when you've played it through." So yeah, that's going to happen. In fact, there's the difficulty settings for Alan Wake 2, the story. Combat will not pose a challenge. Normal. The balance between mystery solving and survival. Combat is challenging. Hard. Significantly challenging combat. Yeah, you'd have to know some things about the game to play that one. But what can you play it on? Well, you need equipment for that. So, if you want a new terabyte drive SSD, then you might get one there for $87. And that is the WD Black SN770. That's an SSD for 2 terabytes for less than $87. When it debuted last February 2022, it was $270. So the price has come way down. That's if you want something like that, some little memory for your PC. But if you want something to watch that PC on, a fairly small monitor to help you with that, a 24-inch Viewwalk rockpapershotgun.com. That's for both articles. a 24-inch 1440p monitor with 165 hertz gaming will come to you for $200. And that's a Guri 24-inch 1440p 165 hertz nano IPS monitor, and that's going for $200 instead of being $400. But that also comes with a $15 gift card. So that's up on Newegg. You can go look for it. Yes, you can. So go do that. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow's finally Friday. So go play some games, people.
Thank you.